and Kelly Show.
Florida, making the show once again. Let's introduce you to Timmy.
Hey, Timmy.
Timmy having his best day. Timothy Davis. He was pulled over for not using his turn signal.
Oh, man, I hate that.
Yeah, Timmy got the sweat, so he refused to stop.
Oh, okay. Ooh,
ran over a concrete median.
Ooh.
Kind of ran into a fence there.
Oh, that's gonna leave a mark on your car.
Yeah, that's then, not a good day.
Then Timmy decided, you know what? I'm gonna run into the woods.
Oh, he's fleeing on foot now.
Yeah, and soon we'll find out why. Timmy, once caught in the woods, put in the back of the cruiser, taken to jail.
Sure.
Was then caught on camera, removing some drugs from his underwear.
Oh. What was he going to do with the drugs? He was handing it over to the officer and saying, yeah, I probably shouldn't have these.
No, stuffed it in his booty.
Timmy!
Timmy!
Why do we always end up here?
You said Timmy!
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 Not what we do!
Timmy!
Timmy, don't put that there!
Your mother is not proud of you!
Timmy, we don't want booty drugs!
Timmy!
That
is not what that's for!
Now he's facing several charges.
Yeah.
Including drug possession.
That's a domino effect of bad choices.
Fleeing law enforcement officer.
Yeah, all that's
and
bad.
And tampering with evidence.
Listen, from his mugshot, it kind of looks like maybe like he knows what he did.
From his mugshot, it looks like
#SomeRegrets
would probably be the type that would
have done that before.
Stick what? Drugs where the sun don't shine.
Right, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying those drugs don't. They probably shouldn't be used once they've been up there.
Were they already in like sandwich baggies or something? I don't.
You're asking too many questions.
I know. My mind gets bogged down by logistics, and it shouldn't in these cases. It should.
So that was the tale of Timmy. Florida Timmy Booty Drug Man.
I could just see the officer like, what is he doing? What? Sir?
Timmy?
That is not going to help you at this juncture.
And police, once again, paid enough.
No, they're not.
DJX.
Feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Can I play for you a seal that knows how to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?
Oh, please do.
Now
shut up. Stop talking.
That is not the seal.
It's not?
Is actually the researchers from the University of St. Andrews in Scotland.
Oh.
They're developing methods to teach gray seals.
I was about to be real impressed.
Here is the seal, though. That's
pretty
the seal.
Good. A little
right?
pitchy dog. He's getting the cadence.
I mean, seals are
pretty good.
Seals are singing.
All right.
Singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
I hear you.
Yeah. Now here's the same seal trying to do Star Wars theme.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that again is the researchers trying to teach the seal how to sing. I mean,
put that to a sick beat. We got something. We got something right there.
Can we really just call a spade, and say the only reason I'm...
Oh, God. We've already done that, though. We've already gone down this lane.
Feel good is to explore what the sound of seals mating sounds like.
Okay. Wow. That's graphic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, so there you go. That should feel good.
All right.
Brought to you by Raise Ford.
Oh, wow. You know what? Sometimes I'm going to have to limit your time on the internet.
I think you probably should.
I feel like you need some limits.
I do. I do need a good check and balance every now and then. All right, that should feel good on 99.7DJX.com. We had a family secret where the nanny had basically admitted that she did the cheese challenge to the kid she nannies, and the family hates the cheese challenge. You're like, what's the cheese challenge? Well, the cheese challenge is where you just take a slice of American cheese and toss it on your kid's face and video it. I don't know why this became a thing. I really don't.
I don't either, but it's just... Yeah.
I mean, some of the videos are funny. We put it up on Facebook, at Penn and Kelly Show. I mean, do we need the official intro for this?
I feel like we do. Why not?
Okay.
Why not? Let's fire up the banjos!
All right, so we let it simmer for just a little bit, and then all of a sudden we get...
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with...
Facebook Fight Theater!
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, so I'll start... From Anne. It's not even the fact that she threw the cheese at the baby. It's that she posted a video of the baby and then it went viral. I would be irate if someone posted a video of my child without my knowledge.
True. Okay, this is actually pretty hilarious. It's just cheese, people. She threw a brick at the baby. Calm down. Okay. That is true. That is true. Meredith, I so hope our babysitter throws cheese on my kids. Laughing emoji, crying, laughing, crying, laughing, crying, laughing.
Angela, find another job. Grow a brain. Prepare for assault charges from the parents.
Whoa!
It's a possibility. Dang. I mean, it is 2019.
Hell yeah.
Duh.
Okay.
Wow.
That was aggressive. Casey, she needs to be punched in the face.
Whoa!
This challenge is stupid and degrading.
Dang.
Good thing it's not my child.
Right. Wow. Maria, at this point, all you can do is go with the throw. LMAO.
Rebecca, oh no, not a slice of cheese.
What's wrong with cheese?
That's side eye emoji, yeah. Side eye.
Kristen, Rebecca, I hate cheese. I'd be pissed if someone threw cheese at me.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Jackie, shut it down. Lord, help us from fools. Seriously, don't record yourself doing something stupid. And then they'll compound on that stupidity by sharing it with others. As a parent, I'd be pretty mad if a babysitter did this and then had the temerity to have it out on the internet.
The temerity.
Unless she's the best dang babysitter they've ever had and this was a super odd anomaly, she needs to prep herself for getting fired if they find out. Honestly, she should come clean with the parents because that's the right thing to do. But I guess she can wait it out and hope this is a flash in the pan, though the internet is forever. And this could still come back to haunt here years from now.
Wow.
Wow. Jackie with the life advice.
I'll tell you what, and that's just a scratch of the surface there. So you can see all that fun stuff.
All very valid points.
Yeah.
And we love all of our tribe
every
and our squad,
one
our hashtag squad.
Every
that
single one
in.
Of them. We don't make fun. We just highlight.
Yes, we do.
We laugh together.
We learn together, too.
All the learning.
This has been
Facebook Fights.
Man. Kelly Show.
So there was a woman by the name of Peyton who kind of went viral for this thing that she discovered in a group chat.
I was in a group chat with a bunch of friends and they all were talking about just all the cool things they can do.
Okay, all the cool things they could do.
I got fun talents.
And so I told them that I can make a car alarm sound and they were like, okay, you have to show us now.
Okay, so she says her hidden talent is that she can sound exactly like a car alarm. I will believe it when I hear it. This is Peyton.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
that's
Peyton.
Impressive.
This is a real car alarm.
Wow.
That was
okay.
The twin.
So then people started trying to do it as well.
I guess you don't know if you have these talents unless you try. However, I just want to let Peyton own this. Like, that's her talent. I want to congratulate her on that. I don't need to try to steal it.
All right. So this is Peyton again.
That sounds legit.
That is a legit car alarm.
Now,
this
that could also be like a home alarm
this
going
is a
off, too.
Real car alarm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we're going to try to do this ourselves. Kat, you want to try first?
Is there a strategy?
You pretty much have to throat punch yourself
so
a lot.
Do I just like sing and just hit myself?
Kat,
all right, let's go.
Kat, listen to the sound
try to
and
get
then
the tone
you try
right.
to do it.
You got to get the tone right first.
Okay, that's a car alarm and here's Kat.
Well,
okay, that's pretty good.
It's painful.
That's pretty good.
I'm just like hitting myself in the throat to do it.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Okay, okay.
It was a
lot. So that was a car. That was Kat, and this is the car alarm. Okay.
See, with Kat, so it wasn't a consistent tone. She kind of went up and down a little bit.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
tonality.
I was pitchy.
No, I know.
Okay.
You were pitchy a little bit because you were throat punching yourself.
All right, so it's the car alarm challenge. Do I go next?
Yeah.
Is your beard going to get in the way?
I don't know.
You have a lot.
All right, so this is
to get through there.
The car alarm.
Okay.
And here's me. And I, okay, all right.
Well, this is completely 1,000% unrehearsed, too, by the way.
I know, I've never
like,
done this before in my life.
This is legit the first time.
All right, ready? Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Hang on. I gotta get the pitch. Hang on a second. It's the car
pitch.
Alarm challenge. Hang on a second.
Oh, God.
Okay. That's okay.
All right. Oh,
all right.
Why?
Hang on. Let me get my moment. Is that good?
You sound like a dolphin.
You do sound like a distressed dolphin.
That's what a dolphin mating sound probably sounds like.
All right, that hurts.
Let's put that on the list of most annoying sounds on planet Earth. Can we put that on the list?
Again, this is the car alarm. And now Kelly K with the car alarm challenge.
Where exactly do you hit yourself in the throat? Is it like more like below the jaw?
I don't know.
Is it below the Adam's apple?
I don't
Where's
know.
Where's the you most don't optimal have an place?
Apple, Kelly? I did it below the Adam's apple.
Okay, that so was for you're me. Going low.
That was for me, yeah. So again, this is the car alarm. Okay. And this is Kelly. Okay. You have to be higher. Higher pitch.
Don't gag. Yeah, well, when you're throat punching yourself, there's sometimes collateral damage. All right, so are we judging now? Is this car alarm idol? Who wins?
Victoria texts in and says, you guys are killing my dog with these noises. LOL. Melissa says, LMAO, Ben does sound like a dolphin in distress or mating.
Right. Oh, yes. It could go either way. You're right.
Another text, people all over Louisville are driving while hitting themselves in the throat right now.
Yes. Don't do that while you're driving. Right, safety first, people.
Again, this was all because of Peyton's unlikely talent where
Hashtag
she said
blame Peyton.
She had a unique talent, which was sounding like a car alarm. Okay, maybe I was too fast. Wait.
Yeah.
Rapid fire now?
All right.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now Kelly.
Oh, that sounded...
Oh, that was good.
Rapid fire.
All right, there you go.
I feel like I've damaged myself now.
I think you start choking damage. When you're doing it.
All right, so there you are. That's the car alarm challenge.
Don't do that. Let's let her win. She wins.
Text message. Terry was just punching myself in the throat while driving. It was hilarious. Yeah, let's be careful.
No, I wanted to do safety first.
Kayla texts in and says, imagine if someone tried to rob her and she just started making the car alarm sounds.
Yes! That's what I'm saying. It sounds a lot like a home alarm, too.
I was going to say, that could be a good, actually, self-defense mechanism.
Yes. Be scared and just run.
It's a life hack.
Angie texts in and says, LMAO, I need Ben's dolphin noise as my ringtone.
Oh, no, you don't.
It's not
really.
Listen, it's not a dolphin noise.
It
I was attempting to make the car alarm sound.
Right, but it was sounding like a dolphin.
And it was,
yeah. No, see, that's even lower than what you were doing before. It was a more of a higher pitched, nasally kind of a sound. It could have been dolphin mating or a dolphin in distress, like a dolphin dying.
Kristen texts in and says, now my kids will be wailing and punching themselves in the throat our entire car ride, probably the rest of the day.
Yeah, no.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Sorry.
And then Kristen says, no. You know, we've discovered the trick.
What's the trick?
It's slapping your throat, not punching it.
Oh!
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
We apologize for all the bruising everyone's going to have on their necks.
Right. To be fair, weren't we using her same technique? She did. It was more of a chopping.
Like karate
yourself.
Chops.
Karate chopping.
Yeah, she like karate chopped
but
her throat.
But you just slap and it's better. I won't have the pain.
All right.
Not saying I'm going to do it.
Hashtag the more you know.
I'm not doing it.
You know what? We are an educational show.
This is what not to do.
All right. Every morning, right around this time, we give you a story that makes you feel good. Put a little smile on your face.
It's a nice balance.
Powered by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. We are going to highlight 26-year-old Daniel. Daniel started a new business in Britain, in the UK. Okay? His business? He is a naked house cleaner. Here's the thing. He started the whole thing as a joke.
So I decided to start naked cleaning when I put up an ad on Facebook as a joke.
Yeah, you put an ad on it.
Sure.
Hey, I'll clean your house naked as a joke.
Uh-huh.
I didn't mean anything of it, but it went viral. And I got so many emails, I decided, why not?
Yeah.
You know what? If there's one thing we've learned about the internet, if you put something like that out there, someone's going to notice it, and it is going to go viral.
He charges about $40 an hour, and his clientele...
Well, my clientele are very mixed. It's a different bunch. On average, it tends to be older men, but you get exceptions to the rule. And...
Really?
Did you hear that? Yeah, he said he typically his clientele has been largely older men.
I was thinking thirsty housewives or something.
Maybe that's mixed in there too.
All right.
At $40 an hour, 26-year-old Daniel, he started his new business.
He's making a go of it.
Yeah, making a go.
I
bet he's a Kiwi.
I don't know. Does he wear and this is the question I have. Does he wear anything?
He's naked.
I know he's naked.
That means, by definition, no.
But does he wear, like, an apron? Is he completely naked,
I'm
but he's got, like, an apron?
I'm guessing he's all natural.
So most of the customers are a little bit eccentric.
Oh, okay. Wait, so you're telling me eccentric people hire him to clean their house naked?
Go on.
A little bit lonely. Some people have just got a great sense of humor.
Okay, right. Yeah, I think you'd have to.
Yeah.
And some people just want to do it for the novelty, to be able to say that they had a naked cleaner.
I have an idea. How about you clean your own house naked and save the money?
Kelly, you have someone come by every now and then, right?
I've had it twice.
Would you? Would you consider?
No, no sir. Nope. Nope. A, not going to hire anybody to come in naked in my house. B, I'm not going to be naked cleaning in my house. I think I've covered all the bases.
Oh, no. I wasn't saying you. I know you're modest.
Yeah, thank you.
I wasn't saying you. I was saying hire old Daniel.
Now,
if... Oh, 26-year-old Danny.
If Ryan Reynolds ever finds himself in a pickle where he is out of work as an actor...
You might reconsider your stance?
I would offer him the opportunity to earn some cash cleaning my house naked.
All right.
I have a shirtless framed picture of him that looks at me every day, so I kind of get an idea of what that would look like.
So there you are. Feel good, Daniel, 26, business entrepreneur there.
He's found himself a niche.
He has found a niche. $40 an hour, we'll clean your house naked.
Does he have reviews?
Oh, like
does
on...
Does he do, like, a good job cleaning?
Like a Yelp or what is it, the Annie's?
Something like that. Is he on Angie's List?
Angie's List, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Match feel good. 99.7 DJX.
And Kelly Show.
I got to get from Sherry. She rolls in on the heels of our feel good about the internship at Mars.
Yes.
And says, if you could only have one type of candy for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. You're gonna pigeonhole me into one kind of candy?
And I'm going to go out on a limb and say probably the only acceptable answer for me is peanut M&Ms. I'll say peanut M&Ms because that's in my top three. Remember, top three, peanut M&Ms. I think Snickers and then Swedish Fish.
This might shock you, but peanut M&Ms is probably the one candy we always have on hand.
Yeah. Really?
At our house, yeah. Yes. But is it necessarily my favorite? Nay. I'm on team whatchamacallit.
Will you get off the team whatchamacallit?
Will you get
off of that stupid? That bar is trash.
It's not trash. It's all the goodness all packed and all smooshed and packed, crunched into one.
You know what I would do if you handed me a candy bar?
You throw it away.
I would do the only acceptable thing, and that would be open it up gently and toss it in the trash.
And then I would dumpster dive, and I would put that in my mouth immediately. I would save that from the dregs of the trash. I would eat that.
Peanut M&Ms is the only acceptable answer. And I'll tell you what, Hunter rolling in with the Reese's peanut butter cup. Yeah, that's a
classic.
That is. Maybe,
it's a good choice.
Maybe that's my hot second instead of Snickers.
Well, you can only get one.
I know.
With her game.
I know.
It's a cruel game.
It is a cruel. It's a cruel.
Cruel, mean game.
Mean game. And you're going to pick what?
Yes, I am. Because it's got so much.
It's got so much
in one bar.
Like the respect level I have for you every time you mention that just drops a little bit more.
Get out of here. You never had respect for me anyway. But whatchamacallit.
I do.
Whatchamacallit.
I respect you a lot, Kelly.
I'm surprised it's a chocolate bar. I like Hershey's cookies and cream chocolate bars. Those are awesome.
Listen, whatchamacallit is a chocolate bar, sweet pea.
Well, here's the thing.
I was imagining a circular shaped bite. I don't even know what it looks like.
Oh my God.
Well, Steven is on Team Kelly.
Thank you.
Whatchamacallit is the boom number one candy.
Thank you.
Steven, you and Kelly can go hang out in the dumpster eating your trash candy.
We will. We're going to be living our best life.
Another person texts in and says, Ben, shut your mouth. Whatchamacallit is not trash. Listen.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Look, the dumpster's getting a little bit larger with you, Steven, and the other
person.
Come on
in.
There you go.
It's warm and tasty.
Listen, peanut M&Ms is the only place to go with that. All right.
I just Googled whatchamacallit. I had no idea it was a chocolate bar. I'm picturing these like circular shaped bites in, I imagined, that color wrapping.
Yeah,
it's in the Hershey's family. No shade to Mars, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a weird cousin of the peanut M&M.
You can call it a weird crazy uncle.
Really?
Whatever. It's delicious.
All right. So if Kat's doing the cookies and cream Hershey's bar, and you're doing the whatchamacallit.
I feel like the only responsible thing to do is to gather a bunch of these and have her do a taste test.
Why is she making the decision?
So am I the judge between your candy?
Why are you charging her with that?
Who is it? Is it Sherry? Who started this game?
Yeah, Sherry. You know what, Sherry? Don't text us again. You've caused early morning division. We don't need that. All right, so anyways.
Sherry's going to break up the morning show.
We fight about the most ridiculous things and passionately.
Yeah, thank you so much. Welcome to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
JX.
30th anniversary of Shark Week. Shaq, first thing, he meets a sea lion.
What is that? What is that?
This is the victim of Shark Week.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so is that Shaq's shocked face?
No, that's a sea lion.
The sea lion.
That is,
okay.
That is an actual sea lion.
Right. You guys can actually see that this is why great white sharks love to eat these animals, because they got so much mass on their body.
A lot of mass on their body.
That was a fat joke. I hate that button! How many more times?
Shark Week.
How many more times till you're bored? How many? How many?
Well, how many? I'm done. What do you take me for?
Your face does not say that you're done.
I'm a professional broadcaster. We are in a serious broadcast right now.
We're not. There is nothing serious about this broadcast.
So yeah, Shark Week, 30th anniversary. That's all great.
I'm going to make sure that nothing shocks me ever again.
Okay.
Nothing. I'm just going to stay silent. Anytime anything shocking comes up on the show, I'm just going to sit here. I'm just going to...
You're going to say this?
That's a sea lion, by the way. That's not me. That's probably a shocked sea lion sound.
This is like this is actually the sound Shaq makes when he mates. That's
just, wow. That got aggressive.
Sea lion mating. Hang on a second.
Oh, come on. That's not necessary.
I just want to see.
Oh, God.
I just want to see. Because you know what?
No.
Hashtag curiosity.
There's no learning needed here.
Wow. 1.2 million views?
Who are these people watching this?
Obviously.
It
this
says
is,
mating isn't easy.
This is legit. Wow.
Like belching.
Wow.
First of all, she doesn't look happy.
This is nature, guys.
They're already fighting. And she's all like, nope. I am trying to run away, sir.
No.
I do not. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. See, look at her. She is like throwing sand in his face. Like, get off of me now. Like, I am not on board.
Wow.
I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable. That's not romantic.
That's the sound
they're gonna
sea lion makes when it mates.
Let's put some better music or something. Set the mood. She looks like she's trying to get away. Like, all right.
Again,
hey girl.
1.2 million views can't be wrong. Here's the thing. I only click on the quality posts. I don't click on the ones that only have a few thousand views.
Sure.
Because I know those are probably just clickbaiting me.
Uh-huh.
This is legit education right here.
That's not very romantic sounding. We're looking. Again, she doesn't look like she's happy. Oh, man. She is giving
That's
him
my
the
favorite.
Business.
That's my favorite. Sea lion's mating, guys.
Like, seriously, logistically, it looks very difficult. Like, they can't easily move.
You know, at 5:30 this morning when we signed on, I didn't know that by the end of the show, we would be listening to the sounds of sea lions mating.
We never do know that, but that's
you know
usually
what? Here we
a place
are.
We end up.
Go.com. Twitter, @BenAndKellyShow, a tweet from Steven kind of went viral just recently where he just basically talks about like the sleeping habits of he and his wife. He tweets, "We were just chatting in work and apparently it's weird that Amy and I don't sleep on the same side of the bed every night."
I'm sorry, back the truck up. What?
"Some nights I like to sleep by the window. Some nights, the door. It's not really that unusual, is it?"
Yes, it is. You've thrown Earth off its axis.
And so that erupted into a huge debate on Twitter as to, is this type of normal? And
it's not normal.
Steven then follows up the tweet with saying, "I feel like I need to point this out. First one in bed chooses. Then we've never disagreed over it. We move pillows and books and we don't change every single night. Neither of us are aliens." Those are his
No,
things.
You are aliens, because it's the thing. It's like people had a problem with the stuff. Like, what do you do with the stuff? You have things on your little nightstand, do you not? On your side, even if you don't sleep next to another person, do you have a side, Kat?
Yes, you definitely have a side. I don't have a person I get to sleep next to every night, but I have a side. It's my left-hand side of the bed.
What if the person that you start seeing sleeps on the left-hand side of the bed?
No, move over, sir. Like, this is my area.
Rock, paper, scissors that. and, okay. you, and then you it's always, cemented in stone.
Have you always slept on the same side?
Yes.
Okay. And here's so it just so happens that Michael, your husband, sleeps on the opposite side, and so yes. you guys can sleep in harmony.
And I don't even think there was ever any sort of discussion. It just happened.
Right.
What about you? Do you guys switch it up, or you're the same, right? You're the same.
No, we switch it up.
Really? I was right now years old when I learned that about you. And no. how long we've been working together, that is so weird. I can't look at you the same way. What is going on?
No, I mean, it's not necessarily like me or her. It's just because when I remember when she was pregnant, she would like to sleep on one side of the bed. And that was the opposite side than what we were normally sleeping on. And so for her pregnancy, we adopted that.
Okay.
And so afterward, we just continued. But then it's probably been several months now. I came in and she was on the other side of the bed. And I was like, oh, okay. We're doing that now. All right. Well, fine. And so we just switch it up every now and then.
Okay.
Yeah. Just keep. Hey, just variety's the spice of life,
okay.
Kelly.
All right.
In my parents' bed at home, my parents obviously have a side. And my dad's side is definitely shaped to his body. Like there is a hole in the bed.
Oh.
But that's like, that's comfortable for them. My mom's side is shaped to her body now.
Yeah. It might be time to flip the mattress.
I feel like it's kind of cozy. Like that's their little nest.
I can definitely see how that would throw off if you've got kids or anything like that. Throw everything off if they come over to like your side of the bed, thinking it's the other side or whatever. And I will say that when my wife is gone doing gigs, a lot of times I'll sleep on her side of the bed.
Aww. Is it because you're just waiting for her back? Like
maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Where'd she go? That side of the bed smells like her. And you're like.
Yeah. a text message from a listener. My husband and I switch based on who works earlier the next day.
So you're closer to the door, maybe?
Closer to the door. And so you don't wake the other person up.
I guess maybe that's why I sleep closer to the door. Because I'm out first.
Right.
Maybe.
Well, see, I normally would sleep closer to the door, but now I sleep closer to the exterior wall.
So you have to walk around in the dark?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so dangerous.
Yeah. It's only dangerous when the dog decides to sleep like right there.
Right.
But you know.
Have you ever tripped in the middle of the night?
I have.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
Right.
I don't know how to comprehend it in my brain, though. I can't handle that kind of change. I don't like change.
I know. You're a person who rarely ever changes.
Yeah.
And it's just like you find something that works and you just stick to it.
Listen, I've sat in this chair for 20 years. I don't like change.
So anyways, you can see the tweet that kind of erupted and everybody trying to accept this whole no side concept.
Yeah.
You can see it. We tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
You change, really?
I do.
I can't look at you the same way.
Welcome to my life.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
Welcome. Is it time for a Florida story?
It's always time for a Florida story.
All right. Florida making the show.
You might call it sewer pipe sabotage.
Okay. Uh-oh. Sewer pipe sabotage.
This sounds aggressive already.
Sure.
According to corrections officials, prisoners flushing sheets down the toilet.
Okay. Why are Florida prisoners flushing sheets down the toilet?
Believe it or not, what they're talking about is the men and the women prisoners would actually talk to each other through the toilet pipe.
Okay.
They talk to each other? Is this the new telephone system?
I was going
to
say, is this the Florida cell phone service?
And that's why they were blocking them up. They said they've been doing this for several months.
Wow.
Yeah. So apparently these prisoners are flushing sheets, toilet paper, all that stuff, blocking it up and taking the water out of the pipes so they can just talk to each other through the toilet.
That's inventive.
The jail is in working conditions. However, due to the flooding that had occurred and the feces.
Florida. Oh, that Florida cell plan is... a little messy.
Oh.
And urine that had contaminated a lot of areas of the jail, inmates had to be moved.
Let me show you what jail officials said the inmates were actually doing.
Okay. All right. So now we got the reporter in the actual jail cell.
Break it down.
Yep.
They would go to the toilets and take whatever they could find, sheets or pillows, and just stuff it into the toilet.
Sure.
Okay. We had an incident several years ago where pizza was stuffed into the toilet.
We learned that day. You can't flush pizza.
Yeah.
They would clog the toilets up on the first floor.
Uh-huh.
They would clog the toilets up on the upper floors.
Ah. Yeah. And then they'd use the little toilet PA system.
And the reason is it would clear the pipes of water in between.
Uh-huh.
And they could actually then talk through the toilets to each other.
Great.
Oh, my God. It's like the little, it's the Florida toilet CB system.
It's prison toilet kind
connection. Prison toilet connection.
Is that what that is?
That's exactly what that is. Okay. So there you go.
Fun.
It's the prison cell phone plan there.
Okay.
In Florida.
This kind of genius, where'd they end up moving them? Is this a way to like Shawshank their way out? I don't know.
Yeah, good question.
It could be.
So there you are, Florida, making the show.
Florida.
99.7.